For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This first story from the New York Times. Guns and jeers used by gangs to buy silence. Witness intimidation by youth gangs that bears striking resemblance to the way organized crime has silenced witnesses is a growing national problem. End quote. Can anybody say end prohibition and begin to end said problem?
Attica, Abu Ghraib, and Harris County. Snitches, bitches, and hunters of bounty. Empty bags and thoughts of terror. Never mind if we're in error. Stealing and killing, lying and chilling. Drug talk of terror makes us the merrier. Destroying in the name of the Lord. We're using Jesus' swift sword.
Next, we hear from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. An assistant district attorney from North Georgia will return to work now that Coweta County prosecutors have dropped felony drug charges. His wife, Carol Culifer, pleaded no contest to misdemeanor possession of marijuana. Assistant District Attorney Ray Meyer said, quote, "It's pretty standard to do that. Whenever officers do a car chase, everyone is arrested. If someone claims responsibility for the drugs, we let the others go." Crawford continued, "He won't be handling drug cases for a while, and I will be keeping a closer watch on him." End quote.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
The Afghan Minister for Drugs Control, Habibullah Qadri, reports that the government is planning to debate amnesty for drug traffickers, assuming that they give up the trade and invest their wealth in Afghan reconstruction. However, the Afghan Supreme Court has announced that since the drug traffickers' income is illicit, reconstruction by this money would be illegal. In southern Afghanistan's opium-rich Helmand province, 6 government soldiers have been killed by Taliban militia. In northern Afghanistan, reports have emerged that hundreds of women and children are dislocated in freezing weather due to fresh fighting between rival opium lords. Here at home, many parts of America are now experiencing an epidemic of heroin use. In hard-hit Essex County, Massachusetts, District Attorney Jonathan Blodgett warns that once heroin prices increase in the region, up from present historic lows of $4 a bag, the area will, quote, be in the throes of a crime wave we have never seen before. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Please join us on next week's Cultural Baggage when our guest will be Nora Callahan, director of the prison advocates group November.org. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.